My name is Alejandro González. I'm from Spain. I've been here since 1967, so it's 42 years, I guess. I moved from Spain on the 12th of October, 1967, Columbus Day. It's different in that it's so much bigger than anything else I've ever seen. Here, you have space for everything. Everybody had a house. In Spain, everybody lived in an apartment. The cars in Spain were just very tiny. Here, they were monumentally big. Everything was bigger than anything else I've ever seen. I had been in Europe, in France, in England, in Italy, but America was different. In Spain, for breakfast, you ate a cup of coffee and maybe a croissant. But in this country, when I came here and they gave me a meal, I had two eggs, pancakes, French fries, and I think a sausage. I ate so much the first day I came, I really got sick, and I had to go to my apartment to rest because I couldn't eat anymore. I could never believe that Americans ate so much for breakfast. It was very easy to get going in America. Right after I came, I made a few friends very quickly. I got an apartment very quickly. And then one day I bought a huge car, Chevrolet. That was the biggest car I've ever seen. In Spain, all the cars were tiny. So when I came to this country, I found all the cars were gigantic. So suddenly I found myself with a gigantic Chevrolet. And when I came to this country, I think I had $15 in my pocket. But I already had a job with a hospital here. So quickly I got more money to pay for my apartment and for my Chevrolet. I'm a kidney specialist. What you do is when people lose their kidney function, you can keep them alive using an artificial kidney or getting a kidney transplant. This is what I did for most of my career. My father first wanted me to be a priest, but I like girls too much, so he changed his mind and he said, well, maybe you should become a lawyer, and actually put me in the university to be a lawyer. But then he changed his mind and he said, well, maybe you better become a doctor. So that's why I became a physician. I was 15 years old. I didn't know anything about life. My father made that decision for me. My dream was to try to work in that field of artificial kidneys, and Spain obviously didn't have as much money as this country. To develop new stuff, you have to be in a place where there is money, and the technology is ready for that. In Spain, obviously, we didn't have the technology. In this country, the technology was available, and that's what made my job a lot easier. Before, people with all these artificial kidneys used to die very quickly. Nowadays, you can keep people alive without kidneys for up to 20 years, which is very good. After 40-some years in this country, you're pretty much of a gringo anymore. Obviously, feel attached to Spain, but most of my life I've spent in this country, so USA is my preferred place in the world.